Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday, what Thursday? Thursday. Today is Friday. Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Pro or con, for or against, kickers in fantasy?
Fine.
Fine?
Pro, yeah, pro, yeah.
You prefer it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a position, it's points, 50-yarders, yeah, I'm fine with kickers.
Enthusiastic supporter of kickers in fantasy, I would say. That's how you sound.
Yeah. No, yeah, I am.
What do I want?
Another tight end?
Way more excited about kickers in fantasy than me calling Roy Firestone. Way more.
Well, if you had brought up Roy Firestone on the air initially instead of via text, you might have gotten a similar response.
Okay, right. That's what I should do. I know that. I know that. Don't
Show
ever
business.
Ask you anything.
Show business.
Beforehand. Just spring it on you every time. Yeah. Like this. This might sound rehearsed, but actually, it was not.
What day did you bring up Julius getting into, like, working on lacrosse and mention that Mike Lezikowski had given you a net?
Maybe Wednesday.
So funny. I'm up today, whatever. I got up at, like, 7:30 today. And I'm sitting in my living room having coffee, and I get a text from Les, Mike Lezikowski. Hey, do you mind if I drop off a, because it's called a shooter tutor.
Yes.
Is what it's called. For Shope? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, yeah, whatever. Because, of course, I know, you know, you've just told me 2 days ago or told our audience 2 days ago that you got the – if you hadn't mentioned that on the air, that text would have been – I still would have said sure, but I would have been like, what the – what?
That's like, actually nice that he did that, so I don't have to sneak around his property looking for it.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Believe
Mike.
Believe me, you're doing him a favor. They got stuff going on, and he's cleaning house. So
I need somebody to take some of my stuff.
He's getting some stuff out of his storage and moving it to yours, I guess. Or this will be used anyway. But it was funny. So I got to have morning coffee with Mike Lezikowski, which is funny. It dawned on me when he pulled up to my house. I hadn't seen him since, like, I don't even know. Maybe during the 11-day power play, not the community shift from the summer, but around Thanksgiving when they did the 40 guys again and girls, I think I saw him then. So it had been quite a while since I'd seen him. So anyway.
We've got picks coming up. Quick, maybe final note on the Ravens for the week. You know, they have scored first in every game and led at the end of each of the first three quarters of every game. They've had the lead at the end of every quarter except the fourth quarter against Miami.
Well, time to buck that trend.
Yeah. Everyone.
Go bet against the Ravens having the lead in any of the quarters.
Go bet against them scoring first. Bet on the Bills to score. Do you like that stuff? First, some people tell me about first play. I've never seen first play, like runner pass. Score first. First, who is it? It's Trista or Joe talking about first quarter, first half a lot.
Yep.
That's again like sort of beyond my scope.
But. Yeah, I have not really gotten into that. I mean, you know, I like the frivolous is a way to put it, but whatever, the long shot stuff. But I have not, and I think it's probably good that I haven't, because I'm already on thin ice all the time as it is. I don't need to be mixing in more random stuff, or I mean, it's all random, but more really random long shot stuff. So I have not dabbled in that. No.
I did one of your beloved parlays last night because FanDuel, like, it's free bet, right?
Right.
Which means that if I lose, which I did, then I get another chance. But it's not like having the money. It's just like I get another chance.
Right. Sure.
So I had Edmonds under rushing. He was way under. Edmonds over receiving. He was over by a half yard, I will admit.
Nice.
And Miami to win.
Yeah.
Did not hedge. When Edmonds got there, he's not getting handoffs.
Yep.
Like, did not hedge. Just wasn't worth it. But I actually did a parlay. I'm sure you're impressed.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
All right.
Or not. I'm ashamed.
What are you supposed to be?
I definitely feel something.
Guilty.
I'm not sure what. Guilty is.
All right.
Much.
Time now for picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, let me get the lines out here. Here's my fingerprint so I can... actually be in the site, in the app.
I am dominating this. Dominating.
Kinda. It was one until last week, then it was three, right. And now it's four.
Yeah. I'm up four going into week four.
Yeah, that's a good pace.
I mean, it sounds like a really good lead, but, you know, we're picking five games a week, so, I mean, you know, a bad week and a good week for you, and goodbye lead.
If you want to know how I feel about how it's going for me, I thought of Pete Kargis today. Pete was one of our fine producers, and Bulldog was so in the weeds in picks that he just had Pete do it.
Pete's a great dude and worked hard for us. So me lumping him in like this is not deserved because I think more highly of him than
I echo that.
But like Pete was in the midst of like coin week. I think I might have even at one point taken like the zoo elephant picks or something. Like, I don't even know. I was lost. Pete week was a thing. Yeah. I don't even know if that
was there Tom week.
There was Tom Wrights. Yeah. There was Tom week. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting close. I'm getting close.
We have been through it.
I'm getting close to calling somebody out there. All right, you do it then. You're so smart.
All right. Well, week four. All right, here we go. I'll take Alabama minus 17.5 at Arkansas. I'm a fan of these big SEC. That's not the biggest. I mean, it's, you know, Arkansas is a respectable, you know, SEC team this year. But I'll go Alabama minus 17.5 there. At the Razorbacks, this is a game that I hope to watch. I'm assuming it'll be the 3:30 CBS, you know, SEC presented by Home Depot. That's even still.
Oh, here we go.
No, anyway, that's my game. Every week, I love that 3:30 CBS SEC game. Okay, so
who's on those? Is that Brad Nessler?
It is Brad Nessler, and I think it's Gary Danielson.
Okay, yeah, that's probably right.
Is in the booth with him. I think that's right.
It Kirk Herbstreit is so low energy on Thursday nights, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't.
So low energy.
I am enjoying the, I think, listen, they had a miss at the halftime. They were great in pregame. I'm hearing a lot of feedback today, or getting a lot of feedback, that Michael Smith was very strong on postgame, too. I didn't see it. So I the studio thing is good. I don't like Gonzalez at all, but the other people are all great. But the broadcast itself, I don't like Herbstreit. I mean, it looks great. I figured out that when it gets fuzzy, like, because it happened again yesterday, right as the game was about to start, I just exited and, like, restarted it, and it was perfect. So, like, that might be a solution if you have – because I've had trouble – every week with their feed, eventually it gets really, it's buffering and just really, really bad. But I found that was a quick fix, and it worked, and it was perfect the rest of the night. But
this is so weird to be on Grand Island and never have these problems. Like, yeah. Because so many, I can't, like, you're all into this betting. I'll go quick here. I can't use my computer to bet at home because I'm too close to Canada.
Right.
Like, so we always have these. I drive down my street, and then I'm in Canada. Like, I'm roaming now, and it's just sort of a source of frustration. I remember, actually, when we were going to move to this house, like, are you sure you want to? Because every time you go on the internet, they think you're in Canada. So, you know, we did. But I can't do, like, the more complicated. I don't do the more complicated betting stuff because I want to do that on my laptop, and I have to come here.
Yeah, that's tough. I feel you there. I feel you. We you know, we dealt with that, you know, up in you know, in Canada. It's tough. The cell stuff can be tough there. All right. What are we doing here, the rest? My four NFL picks. I'll go quick. We're already
we're all right.
6:15.
Got a minute per if you want it.
No.
You won't need it.
That feels like a lot of pressure. All right. I'll take the Chiefs getting a point at the Bucs. The Chiefs have not looked good. Anyone can see that if you're watching them or even just reading about them. But I can't really see Tampa, even getting guys back, doing enough on offense, even with their great defense. The Chiefs' D has been all right, at least. It's not the problem it's been at other times since Mahomes got there. I think the Chiefs are the better team, and I like them to win the game. So I'll take Kansas City getting a point at Tampa. I'm going to take the Broncos getting 2.5 at the Raiders. The Raiders, this is not a reaction to the McDaniels stuff from this week, because that's all old from when he was the Broncos coach. And, like, you can learn and get better and treat people better and understand. So I'm not dismissing all that. Because, you know, you might also be who you are in some ways. But I'm not thinking that they're in, like, trouble because McDaniels was a jerk in Denver 15 years ago or whatever the hell it was. I think Broncos eventually are going to get it together. And their defense has been good. And I think they will be able to do some business, maybe, I don't know, hopefully, on offense against that Raiders team. So I'll take Denver getting 2.5 at the Raiders.
Road fest
was a big favorite, but it's a road fest and it's road dogs. I'll take the Cardinals getting a point and a half at Carolina. This is one where I think you might want to say, like, what's with that number? Because the Cardinals were supposed to be good. I know how they've looked so far, but they're getting a point and a half at Carolina. Like, what's Carolina done?
Make it one. Yeah. I'm looking at it. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
Doesn't change anything, does it?
Not really, no. Am I okay on these other spreads, by the way?
Yes, yes.
I did do this earlier. Like,
yeah, you're fine. I'm looking each time.
All right. Jaguars, I've got 6.5.
Okay.
All right. At the Eagles, I'm going to take Jacksonville. I like the Eagles. I like Hurts a lot. I loved him in college. So I'm a fan of what's going on there. And I bet on them to win the division. I'm bullish on the Eagles. only undefeated team left. It's a lot of points. Jacksonville has been good. Like, their D is good, maybe? So I like 6.5 there. So it's really about the number there for me. So I'll do that.
I have a growing Philadelphia problem, and I think this is great, but maybe this is also, maybe it's stupid. I don't need to hear from anybody representing the Philadelphia sports community in terms of, like, opinions. I had to hear constantly how great Carson Wentz was from Philadelphia. Remember Adam Kaplan sitting with us at Bill's training camp? He's like, he's a star.
Yep.
He sucks. Excuse my language. So I always had to hear, like, I got Philadelphia connections, and, like, I'm an idiot because I don't think Carson Wentz is amazing. Then Roseman, the GM, does all these little smart moves. No, he's an idiot, actually. He's the worst. He's got to go. And then Hurts is bad, right? That's the last one. Hurts, of course, this is not everybody. But what do you think the majority view was on each of these people? It decidedly wrong. Hurts is bad. I don't know. He's got some value. They were in the playoffs last year when he was supposedly still bad. Now he's an MVP. You know, calm down, Philadelphia. Ristolainen, enjoy him. Maybe you think he's good. I need a break from Philadelphia. I got to tell Ross. How's he going to react to this? You still there? This was not about fantasy.
Yeah, no,
about fantasy. I don't want to hear Philadelphia weighing in on these players. I don't even care if they're good or not. I just know that, like, they're loud. And no, they're way off numerous times recently on guys. All right,
done. Who else is loud?
Me? Just then?
Us.
Yeah, but like...
Buffalo. I hear you.
I know what I don't know. People talk about Allen. They'll talk about Allen forever for the... Like, I never would tell you, like, I know what's going to happen. You know, but there's just, like, this sort of, like, loud, aggressive, oh, you must not watch football if you don't think Carson Wentz is God. Look, think about that 2 years later. Think about that. Like, he was their quarterback 2 years ago right now. He'd almost won an MVP. His team won a Super Bowl largely because of the year he had. Like, oh, no, he's really only good in the red zone and on third. It's fluke. They don't. I mean, how does that conversation play out from there usually? I said I was done. Sorry, now I'm done.
No, this is. I mean, I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
Washington tonight, -3 at UCLA.
I kind of liked Wentz.
Yeah, okay. Better than Prescott. He was always like, oh, you're so stupid if you don't think he's way better than Prescott. Washington -3 at UCLA, that's tonight. I sort of like the look of that. Like, I'm giving 3 on the road. All right, I might have a good team there. I have no idea. Minnesota, let's see, do I still want... I've got 7 games written down here. Let's pick from these. I like Arizona, too. I didn't have that opinion about that game. I think that Arizona still might be okay. And I think Carolina's just terrible. They might not even have McCaffrey... Really, really, they need to get DJ Moore the ball somehow. Will they know to do that? I like the Rams Monday night. +1.5 at San Francisco.
Look at you. Honing in on Matthew Stafford on me.
Defense. San Francisco offensive line problems. Garoppolo is in. That's another narrative one, right? Like, oh, they're fine. Whew, they escaped Trey Lance. Now they can go back to Jimmy G. You see how bad he is? Rams. I have a different attitude about these picks than last week. Last week, I was strong, but really football-y. And now I'm ripping my clothes off here.
Yeah, you got really wound up about this Philly thing, and now you're just belligerent.
That's right.
This is about as belligerent as I think I think you get.
Okay. Right, Cleveland -1 at Atlanta. Better team.
I'm not criticizing.
You love it.
By the way. Yeah. You know, yes. I'm enjoying this.
Cleveland -1 at Atlanta, better team. Brissett's playing well. That's 3 NFL picks, and the line's all 1 or 1.5. And I'll take the Chargers at Houston -5.5. I think that line says trust it because the Chargers have big problems. Buster, Houston really doesn't. They've played close games, but you're supposed to give like almost a touchdown with the Chargers on the road in the state they're in. I think you're supposed to do it. That's what that line says. Browns, Chargers, Cardinals, Rams, Washington, Huskies. Bulldog is 4 games ahead. Just I'll have you know in case you actually think this is serious stuff. Alabama -17.5. Chiefs, Broncos, Cardinals, Jags.
And as you're going through your picks, I'm just sitting here right now wishing I still had my $100 free bet from FanDuel, because I'm seeing an MLB happy hour boost for Aaron Judge to reach base by hit, walk, or hit by pitch in his first plate appearance tonight.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
And I was just like, it's plus 200. I'd love to just throw that $100 free bet on that. But I blew it last night on a Bengals parlay that didn't cash.
So catcher's interference would be a tough beat on that.
Oh,
it would not count. That counts as an error.
If I had a nickel for every time I've lost a parlay on that.
How about a ball in the hole and it's a close play at first and they rule it an error? They would never do that with Judge in New York, but
probably not, especially with him chasing the Triple Crown.
Yeah, that'd be a tough beat too. We talked to Kevin Payne today, help with fantasy lineups for week 4. We'll have that for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with you after Bills Ravens post game, back in the post game routine here. See you Sunday. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.